content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This is Mary Ellen Sura for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Restaurant Review. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Midtown Magazine, Charlotte Magazine, Our State, and Maine and Broad. Our first article today is from Midtown. Do the Wong thing. Eat the bao, drink the marg. Thank us later. By Dathan Kazak. Some nights, everything clicks. The food, the drinks, the vibe. That was us last week at Wong's Tacos at the Glenlake development in Raleigh, enjoying the bold mix of Mexican street food and Asian flair. This isn't your average taco joint. Wong's has swagger. It's got personality, and it has a backstory that ties it all together, like a perfectly wrapped bao bun. The owner, Chris Sui, who we had the pleasure of chatting with between bites, gave us the lowdown on how this place came to life. Wong's Tacos is the spicy, slightly mischievous cousin of Wong Gonzalez, the original fusion concept born out of Richmond, Virginia. A culinary collision of Mexican and Asian influences that somehow makes perfect sense. We asked Tsui to surprise us with some of the most popular menu items. Now it was a waiting game, and we knew we'd win in the end with the great taste of Mexian's cuisine. First, let's explore Wong's Macho Nachos, a mountain heap of chips buried under slow-braised ground beef, green chili queso, a mix of black and pinto beans topped with a spicy cilantro crema. Was it messy? Sure, but it's that kind of dish that makes you abandon your dignity and dive in with both hands. No forks required, but maybe suggested. From there, we tried the chorizo egg rolls, crispy, golden, and filled with cheese and roasted chorizo sausage. We also tried the brisket bao, which was a nice pillow-like bao bun cradling smoky, tender brisket with Asian slaw, sesame, and gochujang aioli. Talk about sweet and savory, and gone in 60 seconds. Our server, who was clearly a fan of what comes out of this kitchen, insisted that we try a couple of his favorite tacos. The Wong John Silver, absolute flavor bomb. Sapporo battered mahi-mahi paired with pickled red onions and purple cabbage made this an instant classic. And the tempura shrimp taco was just as good. I just had to make sure I didn't eat the shrimp tail while inhaling this taco. To wash it all down, we ordered margaritas, because that's what adults do when the food is this fun. Jen went with the strawberry margarita, a vibrant, fruity classic. I opted for the dessert pear version, but with a twist. I asked them to spice it up, and they delivered. Sweet floral notes with a sneaky heat that hits the back of the throat. Exactly what I wanted. To keep things balanced, I chased it all with a Modelo beer, because nothing wraps up a food frenzy like a cold cerveza and a deep, satisfied exhale and loosening of the belt. Wong's Tacos isn't just tossing trendy flavors together and hoping for the best. There's an intention behind everything. The blend of Mexican and Asian isn't a gimmick. It is a full-on flavor marriage, and Tsui nailed the honeymoon phase here at Glenlake. So, yeah, we are big fans. And if you like your tacos with a side of bold flavor, then Wong's is your kind of place. Just don't skip out on that chorizo egg roll. Trust me. Wong's Tacos Raleigh is located at 4251 Park Lake Avenue in Raleigh. Their phone is 919-896-6018. The website, wongstacos.com. Next, from Charlotte Magazine, Leluia Hall at last. The highly anticipated surf and turf restaurant opens, finally, in a historic Dilworth church, by Taylor Bowler. Jamie Brown and Jeff Tonindendel hosted a media preview at Leluia Hall, the church restaurant that had been under construction for almost 3 years and whose opening was scheduled, then rescheduled, and rescheduled again. The couple greeted their guests as they settled into the renovated dining room with spring fever cocktails in hand. One food blogger joked about how many times they had delayed this grand opening. Jeff and Jamie smiled. It was nothing they hadn't heard before. The spouses and business partners were keenly aware of the time and effort this project required. After 32 months of surprises and setbacks, they were elated to change their coming soon status to now open and welcome diners into their steak and seafood restaurant in historic Dilworth. They fine-tuned every detail, from the hand-chiseled Moroccan tiles to the mouthfeel of the masa and cheese. More on that later. Jeff and his construction crew installed the millwork and built the wood dining tables. They have custom inlays and table runners, he says. When someone posts a picture of our tabletops, we know it's ours. Jamie selected every design element, like the crane wallpaper in the bathrooms, the pink ceramic planters, and the four skyscraper lights that were original to the building. When they purchased Bonterra from the late restaurateur J.D. Duncan in early 2022, Jeff and Jamie planned to reopen as Leluia Hall within a year. But opening a restaurant in a historic church is a huge undertaking, even for these two, who did it 4 years ago with Supperland. As they began demolition, they discovered that the 110-year-old building was caving in. 1 year of construction turned into two, then three. But that hardly matters now. The restaurant's name is a play on the word hallelujah and a nod to the building's history, which Jamie has committed to memory. The 6,000-square-foot space has a main dining area, a private dining room and wine cellar downstairs, and a mezzanine with its own bar. Executive chef Chris Rogienski and chef de cuisine Christian Medrano created the menu, and sommelier Michael Klinger curated a list of more than 200 wines. Beverage director and 2025 James Beard semifinalist Colleen Hughes leads the cocktail program, which is full of tropical influence and heavy on rum and pisco. The Spring Fever, $18, is an agave-based drink with a splash of ginger beer and hints of lime, cilantro, and jalapeno. Rockulica, $24, combines the rich flavors of rum with the brightness of lemon and bergamot juice. The Tropical Highball, $16, is a fresh take on a classic highball with Japanese whiskey, pineapple rum, and yuzu liqueur. The Raw Bar has sea bass ceviche, $23, shrimp cocktail, $21, and raw oysters, market price. You can also opt for intermezzo service, which gets you a cucumber lime mint popsicle, $3 each, to cleanse your palate before you move through the rest of the menu. Dishes are shareable and served family style. Yellowtail tacos, $10, come two to an order and served in masa shells. The fish sticks, $19, are stuffed with black cod, shrimp, and lobster mousse, and fried with a crispy panko crust. The crab louie board, $32, brims with lump crab, hard-boiled eggs, and fresh fixings like asparagus, lettuce, radishes, red onion, and cherry tomatoes. All five steaks on the menu are sugar-cured, which involves coating the steak in a sugar and salt mixture to deepen the flavor and give it a caramelized crust. Highlights include 16-ounce Wagyu ribeye, $130, 10-ounce prime filet, $79, and the 16-ounce Wagyu picanha, $85, also known as a sirloin cap, and popular in Brazilian steakhouses. Upgrade with toppers like black garlic Oscar, $23, bone marrow and shrimp, $16, or nuge butter, a spicy, spreadable salami paste made from pork and Calabrian chili peppers. If you came for the surf, choose from lobster thermidor, $76, Chilean sea bass, $56, or pan-seared black cod, $47. Leiluja Hall has plenty of vegetarian items, too, like stuffed roasted onions, $30, filled with rice and cotija cheese. The kitchen even has a dedicated gluten-free fryer, where corn and rice-based items like the tortilla chips, plantain chips, and taco shells are cooked separately. Sides include lemon risotto, $15, fried mushrooms, $13, and Brussels almondine, $15. Masa and cheese, $16, is what Jamie calls a mac and cheese replacement dish. Instead of noodles, this iteration has masa dumplings that taste like gnocchi, and it's served elote style with cotija cheese, roasted corn, and popcorn. Chris made it about 50 times until we got the mouthfeel right, she says. Yes, chef. Pastry chef Savannah Foltz slays the dessert menu. The avocado lime pie, $12, is a wedge of avocado lime mousse with a tiger nut crust garnished with whipped coconut cream, mango gel, and kiwi gelée. The fudge cake, $13, is topped with chocolate milk crumble, triple toasted vanilla ice cream, and hot fudge. The island cake, $12, is 12 layers of guava cake stacked with orange mousse and passion fruit buttercream. It is perfectly okay, encouraged even, to take your time and savor each bite. Quick table turns aren't the goal here. Rushing things has never been their style. Leiluja Hall is located at 1829 Cleveland Avenue in Charlotte. Their phone, 704-248-2512, and the website, leiluiahall.com. From Our State Magazine, Lunchtime Legacy in Hendersonville. In downtown Hendersonville, a sandwich shop has become a gathering place that has fed neighbors, families, and friendships for generations, by Jeremy B. Jones. In a way, it all started with the coffee and cookie hour. 8-year-old Matthew Rogers had spent the morning curating the spread before him. Cups of lemonade, cookies in varying shades of vanilla and chocolate, and empty mugs awaiting strong Episcopalian coffee. With everything finally set just so, he didn't want anyone to touch it. Not yet. Once his father, the pastor, spoke the benediction and the congregants came pouring out, then Matthew would step back and watch the magic happen. The room would fill with laughter and overlapping conversations, and he'd know that his perfectly assembled table had helped make that happen and had drawn people closer together. It's been more than 50 years since Rogers was a kid serving cookies in church, but chances are if you step off of Main Street in Hendersonville and happen down 3rd Avenue today, you'll see him in that same position, standing back to observe his handiwork. In Three Chopped Sandwich Shop, the restaurant he bought from Jim Young back in 1990, the now 66-year-old Rogers often watches from the open kitchen as the lunch crowd leans into the sandwiches he's arranged just so. For him, this is the sweet spot. Seeing the spread he's laid out bring people together. I've been one of those people since I needed a booster seat, shoveling in the free popcorn while I waited on my sandwich. Over my lifetime, the most reliable fixture in Three Chopped has been Rogers, framed by the giant serving window, facing the dining room instead of the kitchen, while he makes sandwiches in his Cincinnati Reds hat and surveys the crowd, watching the magic. But owning a sandwich spot in a small town isn't all satisfied watching from a distance. When he's caught up on orders, he'll appear from the kitchen to float among the tables. "The Cardinals are on a skid," he might tell my dad, a St. Louis fan. They'll talk baseball before Rogers moves on to hand bowls of fruit to kids, or ponder the state of SEC football with a table of attorneys. Or sometimes when the mood strikes, he'll take to a song right there in the middle of the room, belting out so that everyone turns to listen, as if they're family at one big table and not strangers scattered among many. In 1996, when Three Chopped moved to its current home on 3rd Avenue, a contractor friend from church offered to help Rogers transform the former flower shop into a restaurant, but the budget was tight. "I have enough money, I think, for plumbers and electricians," Roger told him, "but I don't think I can pay you." Unfazed, the contractor showed Rogers how to lay the floor and build the shelves. "You're going to help the community here," he explained. "I can do this for you." Rogers compensated him the best way he knew, with free lunch. That and living up to the contractor's prediction. Singing or not, lunchtime is a community event at Three Chopped. Retirees join suited men and women from nearby law offices and families with small kids visiting Hands-On Children's Museum around the corner. When they sit, guests are handed bowls of popcorn and menus full of names: Radiant Rosie, Sweet Sue, Lovable Larry, Bountiful Barrett. Most of the sandwiches are named for family. My go-to, Elizabeth's Mile Marker, turkey, bacon, Swiss, lettuce, tomato, and house-made honey mustard on sourdough, is named after Roger's sister, a teacher. Radiant Rosie is Roger's wife and co-owner of the restaurant. Grilled chicken, provolone, lettuce, tomato, and house-made ranch. Dearest David is his father. Roast beef, turkey, Swiss, lettuce, tomato, and Thousand Island. And Apple Raisin Annie, the best seller, his mother. Chicken salad, golden raisins, Granny Smith apples, lettuce, tomato, and honey mustard. The sandwiches, like the coffee and cookies, are a means to an end, a way to take part in a place, but also a way to shape it for the better. "Give them their money's worth," Roger's grandfather always advised, "then give them something a little extra." For Rogers, the whole endeavor is about community. Dozens of high schoolers have slung sandwiches here on their way to somewhere else. "She's a surgeon now," he says, pointing to a Polaroid of a teenage waitress on the wall. He hosts pancake breakfast fundraisers for Big Brothers Big Sisters and spaghetti dinners for the Boys and Girls Club. He's watched kids, like me, eat handfuls of popcorn until one day they're adults, scooting their own kids up to the table to order, making their own banter about the state of the National League Central. An homage to family, a shrine to where it all began, resides in the corner of the restaurant. His grandmother's needlepoint, "The gift is small, but love is all," hangs on the wall alongside family heirlooms and old photographs. Pictured there are Roger's paternal grandparents, who came by train with other Swedes to settle in Tryon more than a century ago. Dearest David stands upright in his army uniform. Apple Raisin Annie, who helped him get started in the restaurant business after college and who served in the Peace Corps at age 65, smiles there too. A side effect of feeding people for nearly 40 years is that now nearly every inch of the walls is covered by something. Cincinnati Reds baseball memorabilia, pictures of waterfalls, notes from Boys and Girls Club kids, framed quotes, and of course, photos of former employees and longtime diners, because the family corner is always growing. After all, Super Sam, a wrap of turkey, Swiss, cucumber, banana peppers, and Italian dressing, wasn't a blood relation, but a firefighter who could fix anything. Marvelous Marvin, turkey, roast beef, Swiss cheddar, banana peppers, onion, coleslaw, horseradish, Thousand Island, and Dijon mustard, wasn't kin, but he was a champion for the Special Olympics. Helping out and hanging around are ingredients enough to wind up in the family and on the menu. when a blizzard brought Hendersonville to a standstill in 1993, Rogers stayed at the Three Chopped. He knew his house in the big hungry community would be cut off from the world when the snow fell, so he bunked in the finished space below the restaurant and woke to a world covered in white. The only movement on Main Street that morning were crews trying to clear the roads and sidewalks. So with his restaurant open and everything else closed, Rogers trudged up the hill midday. "I've got soup and chili and hot tea. Come on down." And it's on the house. Before long, his tables were filling with city and DOT workers looking for a little shelter from the cold. He kept the bowls of chili flowing as everyone thawed out. And then, of course, the lawyers showed up, Rogers remembers. As the room filled with laughter and warmth, he stepped back for a beat to watch from his usual spot in the kitchen. He liked what he saw spread before him. Orange vests, suits and ties, and steaming soup. People coming together because of a carefully arranged table. That, he says, picturing the scene three decades later, is the joy of community. Three Chopped Sandwich Shop is at 103 3rd Avenue East in Hendersonville. Their phone is 828-692-0228. No website, but Three Chopped Sandwich Shop can be found on Facebook. Next up, from Maine and Broad, Small Business Spotlight, Tiny House Treats by David McCreary. The proclamation painted on the shed-like structure says it all. There's always room for dessert. Welcome to Tiny House Treats, conveniently situated in the outer portion of the Walmart parking lot in Fuquay Arena. Don't let the frozen custard spot's diminutive size fool you. Tenacious mother-daughter owners Heather Badur and Michaela Tregallet are serving up big flavors, encompassing specialty sundaes, cups and cones, milkshakes, floats, and more. The building may only be about 200 square feet, but its vibrant yellow, pink, and aqua blue color scheme make it hard to miss. "I have wanted to share my love for frozen custard with others for a long time," says Heather, a Michigan native who grew up eating the rich, smooth dessert similar to ice cream. "There aren't a lot of places around here serving custard, so people seem happy that we have made it available." Heather originally hoped to open the dessert shop several years ago, but an unexpected bout with cancer shifted her priorities. "I was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2023, she says, "but once I finished my treatments, I began looking for just the right place for our shop. Since I'm a fan and collector of miniature things, this building seemed like the perfect space for us." Since opening Tiny House Treats with her daughter, Michaela, earlier this year, business has steadily increased due to strong word of mouth. Heather is grateful for the community's support, which includes loyal regulars and even nearby independent business owners. She is also thankful for the opportunity to work alongside her daughter. "We are family-owned and operated, and we are not a franchise," Heather says. "Mom and I are really close," adds Michaela. "It's nice to be with her and do something we both enjoy." When it comes to the sweet treats at Tiny House, the most popular items are specialty sundaes made with premium soft-serve frozen custard. Consider the best-selling black tie, involving a chocolate brownie crowned with hot fudge, white chocolate chips, pecans, whipped cream, and a cherry. Then there's strawberry shortcake with pound cake, strawberries, and strawberry syrup. And don't ignore the canela churro, comprising fried dough sticks, chocolate syrup, and cinnamon sugar. "Our brownies and pound cake are scratch-made by a local private baker," Heather reveals. The decadent Tiramisunde features espresso-soaked Italian biscuit, mini chocolate chips, and cocoa powder, while the Happy Grasshopper contains mint-flavored Oreos, hot fudge, caramel, and mint chocolate syrup. Specialty sundaes are available in 8-ounce personal and 16-ounce share sizes. The 16-ounce serving gives you twice as much goodness for just $2 more, says Michaela. You can also build your own sundae by adding any of nearly 20 tempting toppings or 7 available syrups. Pro tip, try the peanut butter sauce. You can thank us later. Add-ins range from Butterfinger candy bars and M&Ms to crushed pineapple and coconut flakes. Tiny-sized sundaes or cones are perfect for kids or anyone with a smaller appetite. Milkshakes come with 1 complimentary topping or syrup mixed in, plus whipped cream. Prefer a float instead? Root beer and Coke are can't-go-wrong choices. Heather and Michaela are contemplating selling Detroit-style Coney dogs in the future. We say, bring them on. During the warmer months, Tiny House Treats functions as a walk-up shop rather than a drive-through place. We went back and forth with the town of Fuquay, but ultimately they allowed us to set up several tables in the parking lot so our customers can sit and enjoy their dessert, Heather explains. Her husband, Chuck, built several custom metal planters to flank the tables. These are filled with zinnias, lavender, milkweed, and other eye-catching perennials. When you visit, be sure not to miss the even tinier lending library, also crafted by Chuck, which perfectly matches the main building. I want kids to come here and make memories eating dessert and picking out a book, Heather explains. We work really hard to make sure everyone has a good experience. The summer hours for Tiny House Treats are as follows. They're closed Mondays and Tuesdays. They're open Wednesdays and Thursdays from 2 to 8 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays from noon to 9 p.m., and Sundays from noon to 7 p.m. Tiny House Treats is located at 1013 East Broad Street in Fuquay Varina. Their phone number is 919-632-3957. They have no website of their own, but they can be found on both Facebook and Instagram. Well, we have run out of time for more in today's episode of Restaurant Review. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Mary Ellen Sura, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Restaurant Review is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.